Welcome to worship on Sunday, the 8th of November, Remembrance Sunday. Though the earth shakes and the heavens tremble,
God is always with us.
Though the sea soar and the land shudders,
God will see us through.
Though timbers splinter and temple walls crumble,
God's Spirit abides among us.
Though the world tells us we have lost everything,
God sanctifies us with the Holy Spirit.
Come, let us worship the one who never leaves us.
Lord of all being, throned afar, your glory flames from sun and star, center and soul of every sphere, and yet to loving hearts are near. Son of our life, your living ray sheds on our path the glow of day. Star of our hope, your gentle light shall ever cheer the longest night. Midnight is your smile withdrawn, on noontide is your gracious dawn, a rainbow arc, your mercy sign, all but the clouds of sin divine. Lord of all life below, above, whose light is truth, whose warmth is love, before the brilliance of your throne, we ask no luster of our own. Give us your grace to make us true, and kindling hearts that burn for you, till all your living altars claim one holy light, one heavenly flame.
Eternal God, make us this day remember the unseen cloud of witness around us. Those who in every age and generation witnessed to their faith in life and in death. Those who by their courage and their sacrifice won for us the freedom and the liberty we enjoy. Those who served their fellow humans at the cost of pain, of persecution and of death. Those for whom all the trumpets sounded as they passed over to the other side. Those whom we have loved and who have gone to be with you and whose names are written on our hearts. Help us to walk in a way worthy of those in whose unseen presence life is lived. Help us to have in our lives their courage in danger, their steadfastness in trial, their perseverance in difficulty, their loyalty when loyalty is costly, their love which nothing can change, their joy which nothing can take away. And so grant to us in your good time to share with them the blessedness of your nearer presence, that we also may come to that life where all the questions are answered, where all the tears are wiped away, where we shall meet again, never to be separated from them, those whom we have loved and lost a while, where we shall be forever with our Lord. And so grant to us that in this life we never forget those who have gone before us, so that in the life to come we may share their blessedness. Through our Lord Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Today's first reading is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 12.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Them once on Galilee.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence will my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. What does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God? Today, in the presence of God, we commit ourselves to work in penitence and faith for reconciliation between all nations, that all people may together live in freedom, justice, and peace. We pray for all who, in bereavement, disability, and pain, continue to suffer the consequences of fighting and terror. We remember with thanksgiving and sorrow those whose lives, in world wars and conflicts past and present, have been given and taken away. They shall grow not old, as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun, and in the morning, we will remember them.
We will remember them.
Thank you.
ever-living God, we remember those whom you have gathered from the storm of war into the peace of your presence. May that same peace calm our fears, bring justice to all peoples, and establish harmony among the nations, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray for all who suffer as a result of conflict.
May God give us peace.
For the servicemen and women who have died in the violence of war, each one remembered by and known to God.
May God give us peace.
For those who love them in death as in life, offering the distress of our grief and the sadness of our loss.
May God give us peace.
For all members of the armed forces who are in danger this day, remembering family, friends, and all who pray for their safe return.
May God give us peace.
For civilian women, children, and men whose lives are disfigured by war or terror, calling to mind in penitence the anger and hatreds of humanity.
May God give us peace.
For peacemakers and peacekeepers who seek to keep this world secure and free.
May God give us peace.
For all who bear the burden and privilege of leadership, political, military, and religious, asking for gifts of wisdom and resolve in the search for reconciliation and peace.
May God give us peace.
O God of truth and justice, we hold before you those whose memory we cherish and those whose names we will never know. Help us to lift our eyes above the torment of this broken world and grant us the grace to pray for those who wish us harm. As we honour the past, may we put our faith in your future, for you are the source of life and hope, now and forever. We join in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The second Bible reading is from Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 7.
Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away." He who was seated on the throne said, "I am making everything new." Then he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children."
Everybody likes a story with a happy ending. The Bible's no exception. In the penultimate chapter of the final book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, we are given a picture of a new heaven and a new earth. One biblical commentator has described the contents of Revelation chapter 21 as a vision of loveliness. The writer of Revelation invites us to imagine a picture of a beautiful bride, resplendent in satin and jewels. He also invites us to imagine a picture of a spring of water bubbling from the rocks, gleaming diamond-like in the sunshine, a token of purity and life. And in this beauty, we are told there will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. This is a new creation indeed. The vision in Revelation is of the restoration of humanity to a beauty of existence even more delightful than the first creation, the Garden of Eden. Here is something worth living and dying for. The presence of God becomes the very place in which his people exist. Joy and peace are to be found in this place. This is a vision that motivates, that draws the sting of present hurts, that invigorates and enlivens even in the face of death, that speaks of a tomorrow that is worth any sacrifice today. It is a vision of loveliness. Sometimes it's difficult to see loveliness. Wilfred Owen is one of the well-known poets of the First World War. He wrote from the trenches and suffered from trench fever and shell shock. He was killed on the 4th of November 1918, just 1 week before armistice. He was just 25 years old. One of his famous poems is "Greater Love." It's about love, but it's not a picture of loveliness. It contains that disturbing line, "where God seems not to care." In "Greater Love," Wilfred Owen contrasts romantic love with the sacrificial love of those who have given their lives.
"Greater Love. Red lips are not so red as the stained stones kissed by the English dead. Kindness of wooed and wooer seems shame to their love pure. O love, your eyes lose lure when I behold eyes blinded in my stead. Your slender attitude trembles, not exquisite, like limbs knife-skewed, rolling and rolling there where God seems not to care, till the fierce love they bear cramps them in death's extreme decrepitude. Your voice sings not so soft, though even as wind murmuring through raftered loft, your dear voice is not dear, gentle, and evening clear as theirs, whom none now hear. Now earth has stopped their piteous mouths that coughed. Heart, you were never hot, nor large, nor full, like hearts made great with shot. And though your hand be pale, paler are all which trail your cross through flame and hail. Weep, you may weep, for you may touch them not.
In contrast to Wilfred Owen's image of a place where God seems not to care, the author of Revelation offers a vision of God's ever-presence. Here is the dwelling of God among his people. Today, as we focus our thoughts on the grim realism of suffering in conflict, it is important for a people of faith to remember the past in the context of having a vision for the future. Revelation 21 presents us with a vision of a future where death is gone for good, tears gone, crying gone, pain gone, all the first order of things gone. This is a vision of loveliness, a vision of God's ever-presence, a vision of eternity. On this Remembrance Sunday, I suggest that only a remembrance that strives to renew the world in the light of God's eternity, and only a remembrance that is eager that all may have life in its fullness, offers us hope. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth.
Make me a channel of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me bring your love. Where there true faith in you. Oh, Master, grant that I may never seek so much to be controlled as to control, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love with all my soul. Dying that we're born to to eternal life.
The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. Amen.